I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, children under 6 years of age account for roughly half of all exposures to poison in the U.S. Dr. Ian Kane is here to talk about poison prevention in children. Dr. Kane is an associate professor of pediatrics, and he's a pediatric emergency physician at MUSC Sean Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Kane, what are the most common causes of accidental poisoning in young children?
Yes, as you mentioned, it's a really common issue. It works out to about one exposure every 15 seconds across the nation for kids under six. About 90% of these exposures occur at home. And because of that, most of these things are household items, things like cosmetics, cleaning products, pain medications, and vitamins.
Do most of these accidents involve very young children?
Yes, actually the most common age for exposures are 1 to 2 year olds, and they have about twice the risk of any other age in terms of exposure to harmful substances at home because they are able to get around and get into things, and they just have that natural curiosity and they love to put things in their mouth. And so those are the kids we worry about the most.
And what are the most dangerous items for kids on this potential poison list?
So although most ingestions are common household items that are non-toxic or minimally toxic, there are some things to really worry about. Those would include things like blood pressure medications, antidepressants, iron supplements, including vitamins that have iron in them, narcotics, things like oxycodone, and diabetes medications. Among the non-medicine items that can be pretty dangerous to kids are things like button batteries. It's something we may not think about, but lots of children's toys have those very small, flat batteries. Those, when ingested, if they go into the stomach, are not an issue, but sometimes they get stuck in the esophagus and can actually cause burns on the esophagus itself. Those can be quite dangerous. We've also seen lately lots of exposures to things like these detergent pods, and those can also cause burns inside a child's mouth and esophagus and can cause irritation in the eyes if they get that product into their eye.
And Dr. Kane, what should be done if parents or caregivers believe that their child may have ingested some sort of poison or come in contact with it?
The most important thing a parent can do is to call poison control. They'll have people who are available 24/7 to give you advice about what to do. They may advise you to come to the emergency department. They will advise you to bring the bottle of medications if you can so that the physicians can get an exact idea of what your child may have ingested. They'll be the ones that can tell you whether this is something you can ride out at home or if it's something you should seek medical help for.
What can parents and caregivers do at home to help prevent these kinds of accidental poisonings in children?
So the very biggest thing is to make sure your medicines are put away, make sure they're out of reach of children in their childproof bottles. Another important thing to think about is for chemicals, specifically things in the kitchen or bathroom. If you have young children, I would advise that you get cabinet locks just to make sure your kids can't get into those things. Another space we sometimes don't think about is the garage. Make sure that dangerous chemicals in the garage are placed up high and that you don't store dangerous chemicals in unlabeled containers, things like cups in the garage. And other caregivers like grandparents, make sure they also keep their medicines stored away. So it's important to keep those other people in mind who may be taking care of your children.
Dr. Kane, thanks for this information about poison prevention in children.
Thank you. You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.